For our starting point, we take you back to the early days of radio to the Yankee Stadium in New York, where Lou Gehrig, one of baseball's all-time greats, was doing a testimonial for his new sponsor, Huskies Breakfast Cereal. On his very first testimonial, he gave the following advice to millions of youngsters. Let's listen.
Yes, kids, every morning before going out to the ballpark, I have myself a large, tasty bowl of Wheaties.
Ladies and gentlemen, we regret that due to circumstances beyond our control, we are unable to bring you the baseball game from Wrigley Field. So due to a mistake, we bring you Liberace. Pardon me, sir. May I ask you your name and where you're from?
Yeah, I'm Sal Bernstein. I'm from Philadelphia. I just came in for the game today. That Willie Mays is sure some ball player.
Tell me, Sal, if I may call you Sal, are you rooting for the Giants or the Indians?
Well, neither one of them. I'm an athletic supporter.
An announcer on a radio station in Pittsburgh was a rabid Pittsburgh baseball fan. He had just finished listening to an exciting ball game which the Pirates had won. Some wishful thinking apparently crept into his opening announcement of a musical selection from the Pirates of Penzance.
And now we hear the overture to Gilbert and Sullivan's great religious cantata, The Pirates of Penance.
Big thrill in sports today, folks, as Johnny Vandermeer pissed his second no-hitter in a row.
There have been many ball players who have been able to handle a bat from either the left or right side of the batter's box. But I think most sports writers will agree that Mickey Mantle is one of the greatest swish hitters of all times. I beg your pardon. I mean, Mickey is one of the greatest switch hitters of all times. Switch hitters of all times. That's Mickey.
And in the world of sports, that was a great game that Drysdale pitched last night. No, it wasn't last night. It was the night before, and it wasn't Drysdale. Oh, it was Koufax. Or was it? Wait a minute. Hey, Joe. Oh, yeah. No. Wait a minute. Now I'm all fouled up over here. Now, I don't remember if it was night before last. To hell with it. Let's go on.
Several years ago, Pepper Martin, one of the all-time baseball greats, was called upon to dramatize an incident that related to the famous Gas House Gang of the St. Louis Cardinals. Here was the result.
It was one of the most exciting moments in baseball, with a count of 3-2 on the batter and the World Series at stake. The pitcher burned a hot one over the plate and... wait a minute, gang. Hey, where the hell is page 8?
A Brooklyn Dodger baseball game, which was broadcast over radio, resulted in a 16-2 win for the Brooklyn Bums. The Dodgers managed to bang out 23 hits. A musical interlude, which immediately followed the ball game, originated from the studio with the following results.
And our next selection is a medley of Dodgers and Hammerstein hits.
Play-by-play sports announcers sometimes get so carried away by the excitement of the moment that they forget that they are broadcasting on a live microphone to millions of people.
The bases are loaded. Count is 2-2 on Wierusky. Here comes a pitch. It's a long fly deep to right field. Miller's fading back. Drops his sunglasses over his eyes, and the center pitch dropped the ball with 3 on and 2 out.